Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about darkies are delusional. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing great for today. Me, on the other hand, wasn't so good. I only sold one thing at work. I was like, fucking A. And I dealt with retarded people, but it be what it be, yo. Yeah, apparently people like this think they could do whatever they want. Yes, these darkies, they think they could do whatever the hell they want and there's no consequences. Just like women, right? Well, anyways. Yeah, did you hear about this shit? It says, a missing American woman has been found living among a lost African tribe in Jerdobro, Woodens, whatever, fucking, in the UK. Yeah, these motherfuckers think that they're, I guess, Robin Hood's merry men or some bullshit? Or there's some African tribe that lived there in the forest? Yeah, what the fuck are they? Some kind of weird fucking gummy bears? Yeah, this is fucking bullshit. What the fuck's wrong with these darkies? They think they'd live here or some bullshit? No, you're fucking stupid. But whatever, right? Oh yeah, and look at this darkie. Yeah, she looks black to me, so I'm gonna call her a darkie. Yes, she says that there's Muslim people in Australia way before white people. Really? Really? Yes, they live next to aboriginals. Yes, I wonder if Muslims also split their dicks like the aboriginals, do they? I don't know. Whatever, right? Yeah, what's wrong with fucking abos doing this shit to their dicks, man? That's some fucking shit. It makes your penis look like an Akinda's cock. But whatever, right? Let's continue with the story. Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with these people?
Here's something they don't teach you in school. Muslims have been in Australia far longer than European colonists.
Okay then, let's see. According to the Brave browser, Muslims were there on the 15th century, right? 1500s. Okay, and what about the white people? Let's find out. Okay, and Europeans were there in the 1600s. So that's about 100-year difference. Yes, in those 100 years, what did you guys do, huh? Okay, according to the Brave browser, Muslims contributed trade, exploration, and cultural exchange. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Okay. Okay, according to the Brave browser, the Dutch just found it, says navigation. Okay. So, what about the English, the British, or whatever? Yeah. Well, I got something to say about this. Well, I got a question. If Muslims did all this cool stuff for Australia, then why isn't Australian people speaking Arabic, right? Yeah, supposedly the English didn't do shit, but everybody speaks English in Australia, so what the fuck? Am I stupid? Or what? Yeah, this seems to me this is darky bullshit. More specifically, Muslim bullshit. Yeah, just because you had 100 years, you know, earlier there doesn't mean you did shit in that fucking country. Yeah, why aren't people speaking all this shit? Why aren't there more mosques there? Yeah, I tell you why, because that's bullshit. Am I just talking out of my ass? Or what do you think, fellas? Yeah, they also believe that Yaqub is the special guy that created white people. They believe that all the rich and noblemen and Mozart and all them were actually black. Oh yeah, and Cleopatra's black according to them too, so it's like, what the fuck, man? I don't know, man. Let's continue.
Organization. Muslims built real, respectful relationships with Aboriginal communities.
Yeah, I'm having difficulty trying to put this little clip with this stupid-ass Muslim bitch here. Yeah, it's the AI stuff. Yeah, it talks about shit, and I really hate AI. It's starting to piss me off. Yes, fellas. On a side note, don't trust AI. It's doing some bullshit. It's really pissing me off, but that's some other bullshit.
They traded goods, shared stories, built families, and they did it with integrity. While the colonizers destroyed, Muslims built relationships based on trust.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust anything this chick is saying anyways. It's all vague. It says they built communities, they did this and they did that. So why is it right now that I started hearing about Muslims in Australia? Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. Like how they say there's also Jews in the Americas. Yeah, I guess the Nava Jews. Yeah, so stupid, but it is what it is.
Trust and respect. And this isn't just history, it's connection. The Aussie bush is part of a land that we've been connected to for centuries.
Yeah, finally got done with that fucking abortion. Yeah, I guess because she's Muslim, that's why they didn't let us talk about that shit, but I don't give a fuck. Leaving one fucking darkie to this darkie. Yeah, this fucking idiot doesn't believe in supply and demand. Yeah, he believes in this other bullshit, the theory of value. Yeah, this guy is fucking stupid, but I guess you need a PhD from Kmart to fucking know that kind of shit, but let's hear from the horse's mouth, right?
Young hustler, you ready for that Lamborghini truck, ain't it? You.
Of course a nigger will want this fucking piece of shit. What the fuck? Yeah, you think this fucking truck could do some work? You're fucking stupid. Usaurus or whatever? That's fucking retarding, gay. So stupid. I thought fucking those Escalades. Yeah, those fucking truck thingies are actually... No, that's fucking trash too, but this is even worse. Fuck, it's probably worth like $10 billion and it does nothing. Just like how niggers, they fucking do nothing. But let's continue with this fucking abortion, right?
You ready for that Lambo truck, ain't it? It ain't no shortage of Lambo trucks. It ain't no shortage of money to go get a Lambo.
He's right about the dollars. There is no shortage of dollars. They could just print them into infinity and beyond. The only thing about that doesn't mean they're worth anything. Yeah, you could have $1 billion, but if they're not worth anything, but as expensive toilet paper, it's like, yeah, it's nothing but bullshit. But this nigger's telling you that money like this is actually fucking worth something. But, yeah, I guess he's a professor of whatever, right?
They make Lambo trucks every day, but there is a shortage of hustle.
Yes, according to this nigger, there is an abundance of those fucking hideous trucks, and you could get them. Yes, because money is in abundance. This fucking vehicle is in abundance. Everything's in abundance. It's all bullshit. Yes, friends, you see how these guys think? Oh, fun. Fun times indeed.
Who gonna go and get it? Find a way to go and get it. Where you at? Holler at me. It's the biggest. I get it, and I know why they price those cars.
Alright, fellas, this gay porn star is gonna give us some truth. So you better clean your ears, listen very carefully. He's gonna give you the secret of how to get one of these shitty ass Lambo trucks. Let's listen to this fake motherfucker.
Trucks where they price them at, because they wanna separate the average from the top performers.
Nah, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the hustler spirit, because I'm hustling and I'm busting my ass, and I don't have a fucking Lambo truck. I wouldn't want one either way, but still, it'll be nice having something cool. But no, this motherfucker says you need to be a hustler, because everyone else are just fucking lame-os and not doing shit. Alright, then let's see how this guy fucking plans to do it. Let's find out.
What are you, a top performer? I need to know.
Are you average or are you a top performer? Would you be considered elite?
No, you fucking retard. Supply and demand is still in play. Yeah, if you have something that someone wants, they're gonna give you the money to get it. Yeah, what you talking about is just salesmanship. Yeah, that means you're just a good seller. I'm a good seller too. That's why last month I was number one in the district. Yes. So, fuck you, guy. You don't know shit. You're just selling because you sell your fucking drugs. That shit's gonna fall from the fucking heavens. It's gonna give you your stupid Lambo truck. I hope a Lambo truck lands on your fucking head because you're retarded. But, whatever, man. Go fuck yourself. Just saying. You see how stupid darkies are? They have these crazy ideas. And they think that because they're darkies, that they're correct. No, motherfucker. You are stupid. You're acting like Jews. Yeah, I guess these people are neo-Jews. Yeah, they think they're the king of the minorities. But guess what? You need to dethrone the Jews. And Jews use you as attack dogs. So, good luck with that guy. Right? Just saying. Well, anyways, I guess I'll let you guys hear. And if you want to masturbate to this... Might as well. I'm already naked, so I might as well fucking do it, right? Well, anyways, I'll leave you here. So, goodbye, friends.
Go out, buy a gun.
It's okay to be angry.
Get out of my face now!
If you try to stop me from going into a woman's bathroom,
excuse me, it's ma'am.
Be the last mistake you ever make.
It is ma'am.
Find that anger.
Just because people.
Hey.
Harness it to do good in the world. This anger.
We can just make a batch and say that some of us well.
Anger is probably my primary source of motivation.
You want to call me sir again?
The thing is, you don't have to leave.
You will lose your bed.
For everything that I do.
Cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
I'll you up.
It was a call to action or a call to arms.
It's sir. It's
sorry.
Don't be afraid to show your anger.
Hey!